Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for September 26th, 2023. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. If those others on the call would like to say their names so that people can associate a name to the voice, now is the right time for that.
Hi, I'm Gord Tischer.
And I'm Adrian Boyko.
All right. So we have some issue tickets and pull requests on our auto-generated agenda for today. We're going to look through those, starting in the Pony C repo, pull request 4453, fix broken dtrace support. This is from you, Gordon. It has not been reviewed yet by anyone.
I just did the CMake lists change, and then Sean added all the CI stuff.
Okay, got it. So yeah, it's updating. So it looks like it's adding a new PR workflow CI that tests out different use directives, make sure they build properly, I think. So I guess prior to this, it wasn't working. The new test assures that it continues to work across time.
Yep.
We had to add system tap SDT dev as a package to the Ubuntu CI Docker file. Okay, so this was just strictly a CMake list issue, looks like. All right. I'm marking as approved. If you want to go ahead and merge it, you can.
Cool.
Looking at in the Pony C repo, issue ticket 4451, trait default method segfault. Sean has so code in question. All right, so let me get a sense. I haven't read through this yet. So in the code in question, we have a main actor. We have a foo class, which is generic, over T, which is constrained to be a stringable box. And it uses the trait printer of T. Printer of T is constrained to also be a stringable box. It should be inheriting the double method from the printer trait into the foo class, and it's changing it to look like, okay, so it's removing the object literal in the double method makes it work. So it's probably not so much related to the default method itself, but to the object literal within it. So he says the AST item in question, when we go boom, appears to be a TK dot, which ends up in the entity access, which definitely returns false from some locations without setting an error. Next step is additional debugging to figure out what is the unexpected bit, probably one of how we're getting this far without having already displayed an error earlier, what was supposed to have been done earlier that wasn't, what's the unhandled case. Quickly taking a look at the code there for entity access in postfix.c within the Pony C repo. Entity access returns false if there's no type, if type is null, or if it's not a literal member access. Oh no, literal member access is not, that's not a check. That's a probably a mutation. It's just delegating that to there. So yeah, it's failing one of these steps. And each step should be capable of reporting an error, but it has not reported an error in whatever case this is. So yeah, I don't have any particular insights to share here, but yeah, it needs additional debugging. Any other thoughts or discussion on this one before we move on? All right. Let's take a look at in the Pony Up repo, pull request 280, fix race condition and sync tests. This is fixing issue ticket 279. Which says there are some race conditions in the Pony Up test that make them unreliable. The sync test assumes synchronous execution, but they so a couple of asynchronous actions. They make HTTP GET calls in a loop that returns later, which would result in run being called. Only one run is executing at a time, but they each do test Pony Up exec that calls the process monitor, which is async. This can and does result in tests stepping on each other because they're trying to change the same state. This could be resolved by having each iteration of a test use a different test directory and propagating that through the code. There's some other code organization stuff that's being suggested here. Later on, it says, upon closer inspection, only the test sync tests suffer from a race condition that is from starting up a nightly and release channel test at the same time, both of which share the same directory. Scoping those to the package and channel would resolve the race condition. And that's probably what pull request 280 does when we take a look at the code. Yes. So the directory name used for these will have the channel, either nightly or release, be part of the name, causes nightly and release not to step on each other. That makes sense to me. Does anybody have other questions or comments on this pull request before I approve?
No, it looks good to me.
Okay. All right. Gordon and I have both marked it as approved. And so we talked through the Pony Up repo. Let's continue on to contributors repo. So ponylang/contributors, pull request 25. I gave a comment last time and Sean followed up with a question about the comments. So I said, so there's in this documentation here, it says only Docker images that have been blessed by Docker Hub or GitHub can be used as base images for images that were part of our CI process. If the image is being referenced by a tag, blah, blah, blah. So, so if it's being referenced by a tag, we have to, it has to be blessed by GitHub or Docker Hub. Like, I'm not sure exactly what that means. Does that just mean that it's an official image or that it's like verified, has a little verified check mark next to it? That to me, it's not clear what Sean means here. And that's why I asked for more. Like Sean was asking which term I would suggest. But I don't know what term to suggest because I don't really understand what this means here. I'm going to leave a comment to that effect.
Yeah, I would assume that it's sort of like something to do with official, but I'm not sure how we determine that.
Yeah, I think on Docker Hub, like they have like a little verified check mark, or they have an official images section. Anyway, I left a comment asking for more information there and clarifying my question a bit better. Let's take a look now at in the Pony Playground repo, there's upgrade Axum dependency to 0.6. Matthias said he did manual tests on his local machine for gist sharing. And this is just about changing in the cargo.toml and in the install section of the README about which Rust version, and in the Rust toolchain.toml which Rust version. There's a few code changes that are probably as a result of the updates. Yes, that looks fine to me. I'm going to mark it as approved. I don't know if anyone else has other thoughts, but I don't see anything problematic in here. Obviously, it would be great to have, not sure if what checks are in this repo. There's cargo checks at least on the pull request, so that is helpful. Yeah, I have marked it as approved. Any other thoughts or comments on this? Okay. Next up then, we've got, I think the last thing on our agenda is in the Pony C repo, there's an issue ticket that came in kind of after the auto-generated came through. So PonyLink slash Pony C issue ticket 4452. This, so yeah, somebody said, I have a question about the possibility of using default types referencing other generic types in the same object. Example, this code won't compile. The rest of the code apparently is fine, as it's explicitly associating the type of the function body shows. Sean says, yeah, Sean closed the ticket because it didn't seem to be actionable, and like was more maybe a question for Zulip. What we have here is the person came followed back with an example. The example has class foo with t stringable and r is sequence t ref equals array t. And I'm just looking for the difference here. Okay. The compiler gives an error. I'm going to run it in the playground. Type argument is out of its constraint. So Sorry, I lost my other window. So the first example compiles because you explicitly say array u8. The second example does not compile. And it's also not clear to me why it doesn't compile. Not clear yet, anyway. So I'm looking at the compiler error. So basically the difference here is it either providing the second type argument or not providing it explicitly, and having it be, in the latter case, having it be using a default, which is array of t, where t is the first type parameter. So you'd expect that foo of u8 comma array u8 is the same as foo u8, with the array u8 being implicit via the array t default type argument that is implicitly assumed because you didn't provide one for the second type argument. Okay, method. Oh, I think I see the issue. No, okay, never mind. Yeah, never mind. Let me go back. So the compiler error. Type argument is outside its constraint. So array t is outside of the constraint of seek t ref. I'm going to try changing it to array t ref. You still see type argument is outside its constraint.
Question.
Yes.
Yeah, his second one there. So it says class foo, t is stringable val, r colon is sequence t. Doesn't foo in that case have, or doesn't it have two different type parameters?
Yes, it does need two type parameters, but you can
but
have
it has a default
argument. Yeah.
Okay.
And the error message is actually telling us that the default argument doesn't conform. So it's telling us that array t, or in my case, I also tried array t ref.
Uh-huh.
It's telling us it doesn't conform to sequence t ref. And that part is not clear to me.
So it just calls it array T when you run it, huh? In the error message.
Yes. It's not taking into account.
I know. Array T is not a sequence T. I should run it myself, right?
No, it says, you can do it in the playground. So, yeah. If you click on the playground link there, in the last comment from the poster, you see, well, there's a variety of things the error message says, but primarily it's telling you array T val ref is not a subtype of sequence U8 val ref.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
So it's not connecting the T to the U8 properly, I think.
Only one of the T's, right? The T in sequence T is getting bound correctly, right?
Yeah.
But the T in array T is not, because it's a default and it's a test. It's a case that nobody considered before. And a parameterized default. Probably nobody has done it before.
I feel like it has perhaps been done before, but maybe not a it's not only a parameterized default, but it is a, so we've done parameterized defaults before. So for example, it's common for, let me see if I can find an example that, so I know it's common in places like, let me quickly find it. So, in functions, I've definitely seen it. So, look in, there's an example of it in iter.pony and iter tools.
Mm-hmm.
The collect function takes a type parameter B. Oh, but it's using a type parameter of the type. It's not using a type parameter of the same on the same level. So yeah, it takes type parameter B, which is a sequence A bang ref with a default of array A bang. But it's not using a type parameter from that example is not using a type parameter from the same level. It's using a type parameter from the type rather than a type parameter from the function.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if I can find another example. The other examples I'm seeing are the same, I think. Yeah, so this is kind of a common pattern for functions that use a type parameter default argument that references a type parameter from the type, but not, yeah, it could be that this is a case that was not implemented, as you say. It's something I definitely expect to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not linking the U8 to the T.
Let's see.
I'm just typing up a comment here about me expecting this to work as the commenter hoped it would.
I wish I understood generics better.
Yeah, I mean, to try to summarize this in sort of simple terms, right? The T is a substitution that we want to be able to use in the other type arguments. And we want to be able to compare. I mean, we could simplify things a little bit by removing the sequence part and just saying array T on both sides. And then it says, basically, the error message you get is that array T val ref, sorry, array T val ref has different type arguments than array U8 val ref. It's on one side, it's doing this the T substitution for U8. On the other side of the comparison, it's not doing the T8 substitution, the T for U8 substitution. And so it's like, I can't compare these. They're not the same. So you either need to substitute first in both places or compare prior to substitution. All right, I'm reopening a ticket with that, with a comment saying basically I expect it to work, and a little quick summary of like what the issue is. Any other thoughts or questions on this one? Yeah. The way the generics get handled in the compiler is somewhat complicated, and it's not immediately clear to me like what where we'd look to fix this. Anybody have other topics they want to raise for discussion here?
No, sir, not me.
Not I.
All right. I'm gonna quickly try to dive into the generic code here then, like while we're here together. Anybody wants to chat out, they can. So, and I'll just kind of narrate what I'm looking at, right? So within libponyc/type/reify.c, we have this error message that we originate from that says type argument is outside constraint, is outside its constraint. This is the error we see when that we don't expect to see here. It's calling a function called is subtype constraint on the type arg and the r constraint, and then if that's not true, it prints that error and it says here's the type argument, here's the constraint it was expected to be conforming to. Right above that line, on line like 441 in my local copy, there's a comment that says reify the constraint, right? And so it's, and this is, this reify process is the substitution process of taking something like the word reify, I think basically means something like take the abstract and make it concrete, right? So we have a constraint of sequence T, and the concrete version of that is sequence U8. So that's the reified version. And so it reifies the constraint just before comparing. And so the dumb, naive idea I have here is just to try reifying the type arg right before that as well. It could be as simple, perhaps, as adding this line. I'm somewhat confident it won't be this simple. Oh, hang on. I'm on like a local fork. I got to stash my changes first here. Sorry. Before I start forking around here. But yeah, Maybe we'll get lucky and I can just do the naive thing and it kind of just works. I guess first of all, I need to quickly test that it's not working now. So I'm going to grab the code from the ticket. And quickly run it through. Let me see. Okay. Confirmed it doesn't work right now. Now I'm going to add that new code in reify.c recompile. Recompiling the PonyC compiler with that change. So I basically just copied the code that reifies the constraint prior to comparison into a new code that reifies the type arg prior to comparison. I probably need to make it print the I didn't actually fix that yet. Yeah, we're going to try that. Okay, I got to make one more change. And compiling. Okay. It's interesting as I still see the same error. Oh, I grabbed it from the wrong place. I'm going to quickly grab it from the right place. There's an assertion that's failing later. Quickly add a null check in just to make it pass. So interestingly, it does not didn't seem to actually reify. I might be missing something here, or it could be that the type argument is, yeah, I guess we'd have to breakpoint here to look a bit closer. Which I'm probably not going to do right now. But yeah, doesn't make for very good radio. We'll leave it there for now. The naive thing didn't quite work, although it's possible that it would if I did it a little bit more correctly. So that's worth trying a little bit more. Last call for any other topics before we adjourn for today. All right. Thanks everyone for coming and for those listening along to the recording later.